KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, checking sports and high school volleyball action around the area last night in a triangular, Coon Rapids defeated Exira EHK in two straight games. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard downing AHST two in a row. Exira EHK defeated AHST 2-1 last night. Also in action, it was Guthrie Center beating Madrid 3 in a row and Woodward Granger downing West Central Valley 3-0 in girls volleyball. Well, the latest Associated Press high school football poll here in Iowa came out yesterday afternoon. Here's a look at this week's list. In Class 4A, Cedar Falls remains the number one rated team. In Class 3A, Bishop Heland Catholic of Sioux City stays on top. Denison remains at number 5, and Harlan stays put at number 7 in the poll. In Class 2A, West Marshall is the number one team again this week. Also in Class 1A, it's Emmitsburg at number 1 with St. Albert checking in at number 2 again this week. Logan Magnolia is at 7, and IKM Manning debuts this week at number 9 on the list. Also this week in Class A, it's West Hancock number 1. Bedford jumps into the list this week at number 8 in the poll. And in the 8-man poll this week, number 1 is Armstrong Ringstead. Fremont Mills stays put at number 4. Stanton moves up 3 spots to number 5. East Mills is number 6, and Glidden Ralston is tied for 7th in this week's poll. In college football news, Jerome Tiller began camp as Iowa State's number one quarterback and ended it as an academic casualty. As it turned out, Tiller's grades had little to do with his grip on the starting job. Junior college transfer Steele Jance had already shown the coaching staff he was their best hope at quarterback. Jance threw for 3,075 yards and 23 touchdowns at City College of San Francisco a year ago. He'll be under center when the Cyclones open the season Saturday night against Northern Iowa. ISU coach Paul Rhodes says defensive lineman Henry Simon will start practicing with the Cyclones today, but he won't be available for Saturday night's opener against UNI. Simon, a 6'3", 302-pound junior college transfer from Chula Vista, California, is expected to eventually push for playing time on the line. Rhodes also says redshirt junior John Caspers has been moved from guard to defensive tackle to bolster that unit's depth. Rhodes says the true freshman wide receivers Quentin Bundridge and Jaquarius Daniels could play immediately, as will freshman defensive back Jared Bracken and junior college transfer Ernst Brunn Jr., who's a tight end. Well, the New York Times is reporting that Texas A&M has notified the Big 12 that it will withdraw from the conference. The newspaper reported on its website Monday night that Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton sent a letter to Missouri Chancellor and Big 12 Board Chairman Brady Deaton to inform the league that it was leaving. The New York Times story cited two unidentified college officials with direct knowledge of that decision. Texas A&M said earlier Monday that it had received a letter from Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe outlining the withdrawal procedure should the Aggies decide to leave the league. Texas A&M's departure would cast doubt on the future of the Big 12 and could lead to more major changes to college athletics. In NFL news, Derek Johnson may finally be on the cusp of stardom. It's only taken 6 years, 90 games, and countless headaches to get there. The Kansas City linebacker is coming off a breakthrough season in which he had a career-high 94 tackles and helped the Chiefs win the AFC West title. It was the kind of season that fans have been expecting of Johnson since he was their first-round draft pick in 2005. Johnson acknowledged that he must become the leader of a young but talented defense. Even though he's just 28, there are only a handful of players on the entire roster who have been in the league longer than he has. In other NFL news, 2 years ago, Michael Vick was a man without an NFL team. Today, He's a $100 million man. The Eagles and their quarterback have agreed to a six-year contract that again makes him among the NFL's highest-paid players. A source familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press that the deal is worth $100 million, including about $40 million guaranteed. Vic has come a long way since spending 18 months in federal prison on dogfighting charges, leading the Eagles to a division title starting in the Pro Bowl and being named the AP Comeback Player of the Year last season. He became a starter following injury to Kevin Cobb in the 2010 season opener. A quarterback, Peyton Manning, practiced with the Indianapolis Colts on Monday for the first time since undergoing neck surgery 4 months ago. The four-time MVP was activated from the physically unable to perform list by the Colts, who said Manning would practice on a scripted and controlled basis. Manning has started 227 consecutive games, including the playoffs, the second longest streak in NFL history for quarterbacks behind Brett Favre. Manning says he won't play in the opener just to keep that streak alive. Officials say Cedar Rapids will be getting its first professional football team. The Cedar Rapids Titans have been formed to play in the Indoor Football League, which has 22 teams and is based in Richmond, Virginia. A news release from the Titans says the IFL is a developmental league that helps players toward their goal of competing in the National Football League. The 14-game season begins in March. The Titans are in the league's Great Lakes Division, which includes teams in Green Bay, Chicago, and Bloomington, Illinois. The Titans say they'll play the 2012 season at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, and they hope to move to the renovated U.S. Cellular Center in 2013. The Titans have scheduled a news conference for today to discuss the league and the new team. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Arizona Diamondbacks continue to pad their lead in the National League West following another outstanding pitching performance. Daniel Hudson is 14-9 after holding Colorado to three singles over seven shutout innings in the Diamondbacks' 5-1 triumph over the Rockies last night. The Diamondbacks' seventh straight victory leaves them five games up on the Giants with 27 games left, as San Francisco was 7-0 losers to the visiting Cubs last night, as Randy Wells allowed two hits in his first career complete game. Alfonso Soriano, Giovanni Soto, Blake DeWitt, and Carlos Pena all homered as the Cubs halted a four-game skid, handing their Giants their 11th loss in 18 games. Elsewhere in the National League, Shane Victorino belted a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning to lead Philadelphia past the Reds 3-2. At Cincinnati. Clayton Kershaw is 17-5 after firing a six-hitter in the Dodgers' 4-1 win over San Diego. Houston beat Pittsburgh 7-4 on Carlos Lee's three-run homer in the seventh inning. The Mets swept a doubleheader against visiting Florida, winning 2-1 and 5-1. Also in the American League, East and Central races are both a little tighter following yesterday's action. The Yankees beat Baltimore 3-2 to pull within a game and a half of the East-leading Red Sox before their three-game series at Fenway Park. Cleveland and the Chicago White Sox have pulled a game closer to the Central Division-leading Tigers as the Indians were 2-1 winners against Oakland. Mark Burley gave up only four hits over 7 2/3 innings as the White Sox blanked Minnesota 3-0. Meantime, Detroit was a 9-5 loser to Kansas City as Tigers starter Max Scherzer allowed 7 runs and 10 hits in 3-plus innings. The Tigers' division lead is down to 5 games over the White Sox, 5.5 over the Indians. The LA Angels are 3.5 back of West-leading Texas after a 5-3 loss at Seattle. Also in the American League, Jose Bautista shares the Major League home run lead with Yankees outfielder Curtis Granderson, hitting his 38th in Toronto's 7-3 win over Tampa Bay. Well, Texas slugger Nelson Cruz is expected to miss about 3 weeks with another hamstring injury. Cruz got hurt when he was running out a double in Sunday night's game against the LA Angels. He's hitting .270 with a team-leading 28 homers and 84 RBIs in 113 games this season. The New York Yankees played a second straight game without infielders Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, both of whom are nursing injuries. Rodriguez returned to New York to have an MRI exam on his sore left thumb, and he planned to join the team in Boston on Tuesday. Yankees manager Joe Girardi said the MRI came out good, but that A-Rod might not be ready to play in the opener against the Red Sox. Jeter has a bruised right knee, an injury that occurred Saturday in the first game of a split doubleheader against the Orioles. Jeter missed the second game and was not in the starting lineup. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, the Iowa Cubs beat Nashville 8-5, also Omaha downing Round Rock by a score of 4-3. Roger Federer was among the winners during day one of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, allowing him to tie Andre Agassi for the second most Grand Slam wins in the Open era. Federer's straight sets victory gives the 16-time major champion 224 wins in Grand Slam matches. That's 9 off the record held by Jimmy Connors. Federer has won all 12 of his first-round matches at Flushing Meadows, where he's 57-6 overall. The highest American man in the men's draw won his opening match. 8th-seeded Marty Fish breezed past his German opponent in straight sets. 9th-seed Tomas Berdych also made it through the first round with a straight sets victory. A big upset on the women's side, though. Reigning Wimbledon champ Petra Kvitova was upset by Alexandra Dulgheru of Romania in straight sets. The 5th-seeded Kvitova committed 52 unforced errors, becoming the first reigning Wimbledon champion to lose in the first round of the Open. 3rd-seeded Maria Sharapova overcame a slow start to avoid a first-round upset with a 3-set victory over Britain's Heather Watson. Unseeded Venus Williams was a straight sets winner to join Sharapova in the second round. Other winners on the women's side include 2nd-seeded Vera Zonareva and number 8 Marion Bartoli, along with number 9 Sam Stosur. And Tiger Woods has decided to play the Fries.com Open in California the first week of October. Woods said a week ago that he might add a tournament because of his limited schedule this year, brought on by leg injuries. The Fries.com Open is October 6th through the 9th at the Cordova Valley Golf Club, about 45 miles south of his alma mater of Stanford. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.